Hello and welcome to Yikes.
That's amazing.
I'm your host Pearl, and I tell stories that are creepy, crazy, and that keep you on the edge of your seat.
I'm your host Nathan, and I tell stories of positivity, inspiration, and determination.
We're best friends.
We're roommates, and we're here to tell you some cool stories.
Hello, hello.
Hello,
welcome to 17. It's 17 again.
17
starring
again.
Zac Efron.
Yeah, we have Zac Efron as a guest today. Just kidding.
Yes, surprise. Before we even get a single ad, we have Zac Efron guest starring.
Guest starring on our podcast. Yeah, we did it.
And he paid us to be here.
He did. It's true.
Anyway, none of that's true, clearly.
Yeah.
Obviously. How are you today?
You know, it's been interesting, but you know, making
okay,
it through.
I'm sorry for asking. Yeah, I should have known.
We pushed through. We prevail.
We prevail.
No, but...
And we're here. You're going to hear a real cool and fun story from me today, so that's going to be fun.
Exactly.
It's
going to
be fun for you.
I get to sit back and... go
relax.
Along for the ride with everybody else, because
it's a Pearl.
It's about
Pearl
you,
episode.
Pearl.
It's all about
on the 17th
me, Pearl.
Episode.
Yeah. So, before we get into it,
we're gonna do some fun facts.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to start out? You got a couple more than
yes,
me as well.
Yes, I will start out. These are not anything crazy. Number one. Buzz Lightyear's original name was Lunar Larry.
Yes. Oh.
Can you
yes.
fucking imagine if
that
that's
is,
what his name had been?
I would love that, because that is so anticlimactic.
It's so anticlimactic. Lunar Larry. That sounds
I'm
like
sorry.
A VeggieTales character.
That yeah.
Okay,
that
probably just from the Larry.
Was a VeggieTales character at some point. Like Larry in the stars.
Laryngitis. Anyway.
Oh, what? Okay.
Unrelated. What's yours?
My fun fact is, let me open my phone. So Pablo Picasso would often carry around a pistol loaded with blanks, which he would fire
my
at
fucking
people
God.
He thought were boring or or that asked him what the meanings of his paintings were.
You should not have told me this. I love that so much.
So I read something. So
I mean, that's
okay,
not
so
chill.
I found this on Quora.
Yeah.
So it said he would often mimic his lifestyle. Oh, so he really liked Jerry. Who was it? Jerry something. Of course, I didn't write the finer details down.
The finer things.
Alfred Jerry. He loved the works of Alfred Jerry, and Alfred Jerry did the same thing, but like with a loaded gun.
Oh, Jesus!
But yeah, he Pablo Picasso somehow acquired that exact weapon, but like just loaded it with blanks and would fire it. It says fire it at fans who asked about the meanings of his paintings.
That is so chaotic.
But I love the vibe.
Oh, wow.
But could you imagine somebody, like, you're like, hey,
also
so what does your painting mean? And he's just like...
The beep. Thought of fake shooting someone because they're boring
right?
is hilarious to
that's
me.
That's kind of like, that's what I aspire to be.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my fun fact.
Wow, that is really fun. I love that.
That's so.
Oh, God, I love all these fun facts.
Right?
My next one is wombat poop is cube-shaped.
You what?
Did you know this?
Did you
look
up the science behind this?
I didn't look up the science because I was too lazy, but I did look up a picture. And
is it like a perfect
cube? No, it's not like a perfect cube, but it is a cube. Wait, do I still have a picture of it open? No. But it's like rounded corners, but it is a straight up cube. It is bizarre.
That's insane.
Nature.
Link in our bio to the Wikipedia right. of square poop.
Link in bio. Maybe I'll post a picture of it. Is that illegal on Instagram?
Let's
and then
hope not.
My third and final one. These are really good ones today. Jamie Lee Curtis is Jake Gyllenhaal's godmother.
Oh,
which
okay.
I always find out that weird celebrities are like each other's godparents
other.
And
That's
like stuff like
so
that.
Strange.
But I just thought that was funny and random. Not even really funny. It's just random.
It would be funnier if
I love
it was
Jamie
just
Lee Curtis, though.
His godmother. Yeah, that's what you said. Godmother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just his godmother and not Maggie's godmother.
I feel like that is a thing sometimes.
Oh, really? I thought that it was kind of like the godparents of your kids are just like the godparents.
I don't know.
I
feel like the thought of a... I feel like most people who are like naming someone their godparents are like not really fully like thinking through what that means. It's just
true. It's just like, you're the godparent.
My God, do you want to be my... kid's godparent? No, I don't want to raise your kid.
When was the last time someone asked you to be a kid's godparent?
Well, none of my friends have kids, so
exactly.
Thank God. I'm just kidding.
Rude.
No, we love children.
We stan kids.
We stan children.
I hate
children
that
are
I
the
just
future.
Said that. Children are the future, which is exciting and scary. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're the future. We're still children.
Just yeah, kidding. I am still a literal
just
baby.
A baby.
I don't have any money.
I don't have any money.
Okay,
so on that note, should we get into it?
Today's story is the best thing ever. As I mentioned, it's going to be a Pearlisode, so I'm the only one telling a story today. So I wanted to choose something that would be... like a good mix between a story Nathan would tell and a story that I would tell. And I think I achieved that. I am telling you about Bass Reeves, the Black Lone Ranger.
Ooh,
also
okay.
Wanted to keep it in the Black History Month
yes.
Vibe and kind of, I was hoping to find something that I didn't learn about in school, and I had no idea about this guy.
I have not heard about this man.
So, yes. Let's see. Where am I going to start here? My first thing was, did you know that many people believe the Lone Ranger was based on a black man? And I'm assuming you didn't.
I did not know that.
All right. And if you haven't heard the term Lone Ranger before, it's kind of a character in Wild West stories who's like a solo like bounty hunter or like vigilante crime fighter or like ex law enforcement who like rounds up outlaws. And there's also a movie based off of it that came out in 1933 about a masked former Texas Ranger that fought crime in the American Wild West. So regardless if he inspired this or not, which I think after you hear this, you'll be like, yeah, sounds like he inspired that. This guy is just cool as fuck, and I love cowboys. And without further ado, I will get into it. Bass Reeves was born into slavery in Crawford County, Arkansas in 1838. As was sadly common for slaves during this time, Bass took the last name of his owner, William Reeves, who was a politician, which just want to point out that like so many Americans today still don't know their real last names because of this.
Ugh,
like,
yeah.
And because of that, also don't know who their ancestors are. So... just another way that the effects of slavery are actively playing out. Just to keep that in mind. But his first name came from his grandfather, who was Bass Washington.
Okay.
Now, at some point, seemingly after the household moved to Grayson County, Texas, it seems that William Reeves' son, George, who was a sheriff and local politician, took ownership of Bass. His role, Bass's role to George was somewhat of a, quote, honor at the time, which, like, you're a slave. It's not an honor.
Yeah,
but
that
he was essentially his companion.
Uh-huh.
He was, like, bodyguard, butler, valet, like he would just assist him with everything, basically.
Yeah.
And so when the Civil War started, this meant that George took Bass with him into battle.
Ah, yeah. Nice.
Obviously for the Confederacy, because they lived in Texas.
That does not sound like a super great place for him to be.
It's kind of, it's weird because it's like he was as much as a slave could be, had like respect.
Yeah.
Kind of. That's what it seems like to me based off of all the articles and stuff I read. But anyway, so yeah, he was George's companion or whatever during the war. And supposedly, it's not known what the exact reason was, but I guess what happened is that there was an altercation between the two, George Reeves and Bass, during a card game, during which Bass attacked George in some way. And obviously, being a slave, he was like, fuck, I should not have done that. I'm going to get fucked up or something. So he fled. He escaped into native territory, mainly to what is now known as Oklahoma and Texas.
Okay.
It was during this time that he became an extremely skilled as a sharpshooter, as well as at tracking and survival. And he also learned languages of several of the local tribes, which included the Cherokee, Creek, and Seminole tribes.
Dang, get it.
Yeah. So he, like, essentially, like, somewhat had a relationship with
a lot of the native tribes
and, like, just learned all of that country, like, the back of his hand. And so, also, I wasn't sure, I couldn't confirm if this actually was true or not, or, like, why, but sometime during the Civil War, like, when he was still, owned by George, he was freed.
Oh.
And he was freed before this altercation with them happened, but it was kind of like he wasn't fully free yet, you know. How that kind of shit was. It wasn't like, oh, cool, you're free. You can just go be a free man. Like, that's not how it worked. But
as we've talked a lot about how the times were back then.
Yeah, exactly. Which also, on the note of him learning all those languages, remember, most slaves, including him, were not taught to read or write.
True.
So,
yeah.
He learned all these.
Incredibly impressive.
Yeah. So, after the Emancipation Proclamation happened, and slaves were formally freed, which, again, that was a very slow process.
Yeah.
Bass moved back to Arkansas and became a farmer, which he had success at. He got married to a woman named Nellie Jenny, and they had 10 children together.
Oh, wow.
10, which, I mean,
wow.
Not uncommon for back in the day.
I mean, yeah.
But, god damn. I think it was in, like, 10 years. It was, like, a kid every year.
Dang, that's literally a kid every year for a decade.
Yeah. I mean, his poor wives.
Yeah. I mean, some people weirdly like being pregnant. I don't know. I could obviously never understand.
I mean, I could see. I'm not even going to pretend like I could understand that.
You're like, never, ever.
But yeah, 10 kids. also, because he now knew the native territory so fucking well, he was able to work occasionally as a guide for government officials wishing to travel to and through that area.
Oh, okay.
Things would change quite a bit for Bass, though, when the Federal Western District Court, which had jurisdiction of the native territory where he was, that he was so familiar with, that court moved to Fort Smith, Arkansas, and Isaac Parker was appointed judge, and he was famously known as, what did they call him, like the hanged judge or something like that, because he was like known for being
the hung judge. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. No, because he was so harsh with his like sentencing and stuff.
Ooh,
but
yikes.
It was like during a time when laws regarding jurisdictional things and the land were very new
gray.
And like things were changing and like they had to essentially clean up the West because it was like such a lawless country. And there's only so much that the tribal courts could do, because they could only, you know, their law only extends to their tribe.
Yeah.
And there's all these criminals who are just taking advantage of the fact that there's all these jurisdictional loopholes.
Love it. It's the Wild West.
Oh, my God. So
wild, wild west.
So crazy. So Isaac Parker was appointed judge, and then he appointed a man named James Fagan as U.S. Marshal, who was then instructed to hire 200 deputy marshals. Now, because of Bass's 6'2", 180-pound stature, his knowledge of the wilderness and sharpshooting abilities, plus his relationship with the native people and his understanding of their languages, Bass was already gaining this sort of, like, local legend
like
status.
Like, kind of reputation.
Yeah, everyone was like, this guy is fucking cool. And James Fagan had heard about it, so he quickly recruited Bass, and he became one of the first Black U.S. deputy marshals.
Wow. Okay.
So these guys were, again, basically tasked with cleaning up Native territory, and it wasn't like cleaning up the natives per se. I mean, although there were many native outlaws that were like just going around murdering people.
Nice.
But it was like, yeah, like we said, lawless country. There's a lot of crazy shit going on. So yeah, they're like, you guys just need to go and like keep rounding these bitches up. So
I could not imagine living during the westward expansion of the United States.
Right?
That sounds like some of the most
intense,
terrible, horrible times to live.
Yeah.
For
so
everyone.
Scary. Terrifying. Yeah. Literally lawless.
Yeah.
So this jurisdictional area was massive at around 75,000 square miles. Bass would often travel more than 800 miles round trip, rounding up outlaws, and he often brought with him from Fort Smith a wagon, a cook, and a Native American posse man to assist. So
wait,
somebody...
did you say 800 miles round trip?
Mm-hmm.
Holy.
Yep.
Wow.
Like, regularly.
That's insane.
Yeah. 800
miles. 800
miles? As soon as I
heard
that,
like,
I was like thinking of the horses.
800 horses?
No, what? Just like the horses who are taking them all this way. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing the literal legwork.
The literal legwork.
I mean, not that like riding on a horse for 800 miles would be at all comfortable.
No, not exactly. I remember how I said he couldn't read or write, and you would think that this would prevent him from being able to read and present the warrants for said outlaws, but no. He would have someone read them out loud to him, and he would memorize which warrant was which, and whenever he was asked to procure the specific warrant, he never got one wrong.
That's amazing. So basically,
he never got one wrong, and he
genius.
Never caught the wrong guy. Ever.
Wow.
He worked as a deputy marshal for 32 years.
And he... Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Lone Ranger much?
Lone Ranger? Lone Ranger, yes.
Ugh, badass. Also, I just... On that note, I just want everyone to remember that this is a Black man in, like, the 1870s who is, like... being allowed to do this and like doing way better at it than anyone.
Than literally anyone.
And
else.
He's facing, I wrote, this is the motherfucking 1800s, bitch. Life was not easy for people like him.
No.
And he faced a lot more challenges than most of these other deputy marshals.
Oh, I'm sure.
So
yeah.
For him to succeed in the way that he was.
Pretty incredible.
Bass was said to be very polite and kind. He dressed sharply and kept his shoes nice and polished, and he always wore a big hat, just making the image even better.
Love it.
He was fucking ambidextrous, so he kept a Colt pistol on each hip with like the the butt like facing out for the quickest draw possible, and they said that he basically like never missed a shot.
Nice.
I'm just like, oh, this king.
I love it.
He was known for his creative methods and increasingly good detective skills. He often wore disguises and put on acts to keenly make his captures. He once pretended to be a beggar seeking shelter from the mother of two men he had warrants for. He ate dinner with the family, and after everyone fell asleep, he woke the sons up and arrested them. And he was always, damn. I mean, that was by far not the craziest scheme he pulled. He was always coming up with these elaborate ruses, like disguises. I read that he even dressed as a woman once, which I was like, I'm not going to write that because that seems a little bit much, but also it adds to the spice of the story.
It does. I love it.
And I'm going to believe it. Anyway, yes.
That's incredible.
So all, you know, all these things are just making him more and more of a local legend. Though he was involved with numerous shootouts with criminals, he was never hit. He was never shot.
Wow, for 32 years?
He was narrowly missed on many occasions, which,
I mean,
it's just so, they literally were like, there were bullets that grazed the brim of his hat or like went through or like hit his belt buckle, but he never like actually got shot in like a,
that's insane.
He would leave Fort Smith with a bunch of warrants.
Uh-huh.
And unlike most of the other deputy marshals who would bring back 4 to 6 outlaws at a time max, he would come back with a dozen. The most, the largest group he ever brought in at once was 19.
Oh, like, do you just have them like chained together or something?
I
guess he's got his like band of guys.
Well, yeah,
stuff,
he has people, you know, helping him. But yeah. I just wrote in all caps, wowzers.
Wowzers.
So his trips would sometimes be months long, but he was paid really well for it.
Handsomely.
I literally wrote that. He was paid handsomely for it.
I love it. I love that terminology.
So he was able to come back and spend time with his family for periods of time.
Oh, his 10 children.
His 10 children and, you know, give them this fucking fat stack of cash he earned.
Yeah.
And, like, basically it was the perfect job. And he didn't, like, you would think that this career would, like, be something that maybe killed him.
Nope. I'm sure his wife probably worried. But.
Oh, I'm sure. But also, that kind of career was a lot more common back in the day.
Yeah, that's true. Because everything was nuts.
Yeah, they were like, it's kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It's kind of like.
So, not only was he known for being highly skilled in all different areas, like I said, tracking, shooting, all that, he was also known to have high standards and morals.
Well, good for him.
At one point, his own son was charged for murdering his wife, his son's wife, not his.
Yeah.
In a jealous rage, kind of. And so the other deputies were like kind of hesitant to like carry out the warrant because they were like, this is kind of sensitive.
Just a little bit.
And he was like, basically was like, I'm going to be the one to do this. And it was really, really hard for him. But like he arrested his son and saw him tried and convicted for the crime.
Ugh, could you imagine being that guy's son and just becoming a murderer?
Right.
Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. Yeah. There were even multiple occasions when Bass arrested white men for hate crimes against black people.
Nice.
Which I was like, at the time, that was basically unprecedented. Like,
yeah.
I read one story about him arresting a guy, a white man, on his own property.
Oh,
which was like not heard of.
Yeah.
1800s. Anyway. He worked as a deputy marshal, like I said, for 32 years. And in that time, he made over 3,000 arrests.
3,000?
In total, he had to kill 14 people. 14 outlaws in self-defense. Like, he always avoided it.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Wow, I feel like when you hear the term like Lone Ranger, you just think,
well, and like the judge was like, dead or alive, bring him back. But
yeah.
He again had morals and high standards, and again, he was a black man, so things were a little more sketchy for him.
Yeah.
So he is known to be one of the most heroic and important figures in the American Wild West, and was the only black U.S. deputy marshal to remain in employment from the time he was hired until Oklahoma became a state in 1907. And he, at that time, he was no longer allowed to keep the job because he was black. just because of like the new laws and stuff.
Because it became an official
state. His 32 years of dedication and his literal thousands of arrests wasn't enough for them, I guess.
I hate that so much.
Yeah, but I mean, 32 years. I mean, yeah. Man's lived a good life. His first wife had died in 1896, and he remarried in 1900, gaining a stepdaughter. So in total, he had 11 children.
Oh, my God. And that his new wife was like, I've got one kid, but you know what would be better? 11.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure by that point, some of the kids would be like grown up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was like long down the line. I mean, that was 1900. He ended up dying in 1910. So, oh, okay. You know, I think he was around 60 when he met her or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, so his kids were definitely grown up. Yeah, okay.
I mean, this was like a lot later in his life because he was born in 1938. So,
yep,
yeah.
True.
After the whole losing his job for being black thing, he was able to become a police officer, which I'm like, what's the difference? Okay. Whatever. But he did that for just 2 years before becoming ill and retiring.
Aww.
He died in January of 1910. The true inspiration of the Lone Ranger has been a topic of debate since the invention, but it would be no surprise at all if Bass Reeves was that. Not only because he so closely fits the description of that character and archetype, but because history tends to forget those that aren't white.
True.
Like, I imagine a lot more. I mean, I know for a fact that some are, and I imagine a lot more of the characters that are near and dear to our hearts are based off of
black
people.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was fucking sick. Black Lone Ranger. And again, he faced challenges that the majority of his colleagues did not, and he still outdid them. So,
yeah.
Badass.
Absolutely killing it.
And I'm going to be, this is my new favorite fun fact.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. That's and it's awesome. Just like, I mean, I'm sure that there's a lot of, like, there's probably more shitty stuff that he dealt with that they just didn't write about.
Into,
but
yeah.
All in all, good story.
Seemed like he was, yeah, and he seemed
happy
like he was
story.
Very respected.
I mean,
in
crazy times in the Wild West, things weren't necessarily more, overall, morally gray area, I would say.
Yeah, morally gray, if not closer to just, yeah, not good.
Yeah, not good.
It was
not
just
good.
Pretty,
times were bad.
Yeah.
But all in all, love it.
Yeah.
Loving.
That was a really good story. Yeah, definitely a good vibe between the stories that like you would usually
little
tell
crimey,
and I would tell.
Little yeah.
A little crimey. You always got to have a little crimey.
Yeah. I mean, there's everything's got a little crime.
If it's good for you, everything's got a little crime.
Get a little sprinkling. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah,
definitely
if a little
you
shorter of an episode this week.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
I feel like shorter episodes are nice sometimes.
Yeah.
So. I sometimes choose podcast episodes based off of how long they are when I'm doing certain activities. So
yeah, no, it's nice to kind of, because I've kind of looked back at some of ours and they kind of range from like the 45 minute to sometimes hour and a half, and it's nice to have that kind of
like
back
nice
and
little,
forth, so you can
a
like
little
if you're listening
shorter
through,
episode
yeah
while you're like, I don't know, touching your toes or something.
Ew, what?
I'm like stretching. I'm sorry. I was trying to come up with a creative way. It wasn't creative. It was
about
just weird.
Stretching? You just started.
No,
talking about,
not
like,
stretching.
Touching your toes. That's weird. Is that how you want to leave this off?
I don't mean like fondling my toes. If that's your first thought, you need to go to prison.
My first thought is always about touching my toes.
This is gonna get flagged.
Yeah, let's. Okay.
Spotify has rules about talking about foot fetishes.
Is that in the fine print?
Yeah, I've read it.
Yeah. No.
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 Anyway, enough of that. if you guys love us, you can give us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Super easy. Just takes a couple seconds.
Yeah, and if you want to give us any recommendations, feel free to DM us on Instagram at yikesthatsamazing or send us an email at yikesthatsamazingpodcast@gmail.com.
And yeah.
Yeah.
That's all, I guess.
That's everything. So have a good day.
Keep it fun and fresh.
Keep it fun and fresh.
And we'll see you next week for another fun February fun facts.
February fun facts.
Episode.
Yeah. Last week in February,
last
right?
Last week in February,
wait,
which
is that true?
Yeah, I looked it up earlier.
Oh, I guess February is the short one.
Wait, is that right? Shit, I think I might be wrong.
I don't think so. What day is today?
Only the 16th. I think I'm stupid.
That's not
wait, hold on.
True. Do math.
Oh, it's because, yeah, because normally we release it on Wednesday or Thursday. So
weird.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. Fun fact February next
fun
week.
Fact
join
February.
Us.
Also, if you have any February fun facts, please
send
DM us.
Our
send
way.
Us. February is coming
February
to a close.
Fun facts.
Anyway, okay, guys, that's enough.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.